This is Reggie Ponder, The Real Critic. The Toronto International Film Festival always provides a wide range of films for the film lovers and those just curious about new films. Now this year I saw 13 films, covered 3 red carpets, went to several industry mixers, and met a lot of new people. I had a great time despite some logistical obstacles that I will save for another day. Now obviously I can't talk about all of the movies in one setting, but there were 3 films that fell into the underdog exceeding all expectations category, which I'll outline here. The first film is Rez Ball. And if you know anything about me, I love basketball. And this film is about a team in the Navajo Nation trying to find its way after tragedy strikes. It's one to watch. The Chuska Warriors were projected to be one of the best teams in the state, only to lose one of their best players. Will they be able to rebound from such a loss? Did they just lose their shot at a winning season? Will the tragedy have them fouling out or creating assists? The film was engaging from the beginning as the lead player is suffering from a loss of his own, and then the team loses that player as well. The basketball might draw the audience to watch because you can tell they are playing real games and the players are not just actors who can play just a little bit. However, the culture and the customs of the Navajo Nation will compel the audience to stay. Now, unfortunately, there are very few stories about our Native Americans. What this film does is show that these folks live and love, laugh and cry just like we do. The parents and the players have hopes and dreams, and they are no different from the rest of us. But we don't know it because we don't get to see it that often. Rez Ball touches on death, alcoholism, drunk driving, self-doubt, community, teamwork, and celebrates the Navajo culture. Front and center are the language, customs, and humanity of a proud people. It is a personal experience that is universal. It touches the heart and compels one to root for the team and the community, the underdogs. Rez Ball is an important film with a vital message. It's worth watching. I'm giving this one 3 reels. The next film is The Fire Inside. This film looks at the journey of Clarissa Shields' true life ascent to the Olympics. This young girl from Flint, Michigan found boxing and believed that it would be her ticket out of poverty. Little did she know that winning a gold medal wouldn't be the pinnacle of her life, but just a fleeting moment of fame. She doesn't get the endorsements of her white counterparts and certainly not the same treatment of her male counterparts. She is left with nothing but a gold medal. What will she do now? How does she and her family make ends meet? This movie, The Fire Inside, is aptly titled because Clarissa Shields shows that she will not be defeated. She has that fire and determination that says she will succeed against all odds. Shields is played by Ryan Destiny, and she is powerful, vulnerable, and believable. Her coach, Jason Crutchfield, played by Brian Tyree Henry, is her rock. He teaches, supports, and is a bit out of his league when it comes to issues surrounding the business of boxing. Destiny and Henry make the relationship between Shields and Crutchfield feel genuine and heartfelt. Their journeys are intertwined, and the ups and downs simply illustrate how connected they are. What Shields does to elevate her family and community is inspiring and will definitely play with one's emotions. This underdog has a fire inside that can't be extinguished. Well worth watching, 3.5 reels. The next movie is Unstoppable. Jarrell Jerome plays the real-life Anthony Robles, who was born with one leg and became an outstanding wrestler. Now, Robles had to overcome a disability, but he also had to overcome a very toxic family environment. His mother, played by Jennifer Lopez, had a husband who wasn't Robles' father and took every opportunity to let Robles know it. He belittled him, chastised him, and challenged him at every turn. It was Robles' ability to excel despite the harsh treatment that adds an element of grit to the story. Now, combine that with the challenges he had wrestling able-bodied wrestlers, and one can't help but root for this young man. His high school coach is played by Michael Pena, shout out to Chicago, and college coach by Don Cheadle. Each of these extraordinary actors bring a life to the film that feels real and simple. They don't overact, but they present a beautiful expression of leadership, love, and respect. Unstoppable demonstrates determination far beyond the mere meaning of the word. Robles is extraordinary, amazing, and simply unstoppable. His plight might be difficult, but his story is surely one for the ages, an underdog that is unstoppable indeed. Well worth watching, 3.5 reels. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at The Real Critic, that's R-E-E-L, and I'll see you next time.